Good crowd up and says but become a dove hey begin on base you're going to twist master begin the words of the Gemara that kishod is bar bina you ask you kulu really and pick any one of the mazikin the abbas mazikin and put bar with it you could learn that all the other ones from them now mashpet requires this a rashi explains he gives an example he says the shane let's pick the mask of shane honestly me bar of ish you could learn that from a common denominator bar and one of the others which is from Eish and Bar together. Because the Chiparchas, if you're going to ask and say, okay, wait, Mala Eish, how could you learn Hashem from Eish? Shekimu Ed is Lechol Ben Ro'olo, Ben Jain Ro'olo, Eish is more Chomer, maybe they chai, because it's considered mood to consume what's fit for the fire and what's not fit for fuel for the fire. Either way, you chai for the Mazak of Eish. Tom B'Shem, what are you going to say for the Mazak of Shein? Shekimu Ed is Lechol Ben Ro'olo, it's only mood for what's considered fit for it. And if you would not have known it, but together with the common denominator Bar, you can be chai. So this is Bakasha. Now, it's difficult. Why? Because the lashkechan she'in a row b'shen. You don't really find this concept of in a row that's not fit by the mazik shein, as Tais explains. Demachal da b'shen ro'lo, if it's eating something that's not fit for it, so lo yhavet to lodu the shein, it's not even a derivative of shein, because it's not getting pleasure from it. El to lodu the karen must be a derivative of karen, because kibin de'in anol azeka, because it's not getting pleasure for its damaging, it must be kabanos lazik or mershona. Now, mimishkach is b'shem minyana, if you're going to find the situation that it would have such a thing, so then actually nail of meish, to the contrary, learn out from fire, the mischayev af bein ro, that it even should be chayev in ro. So where would you say this idea that Shane is exempt on in the ro? So near it seems the Shane nami also the pagadina. Truth is, says Taisis, that Shane could be learned out from a common denominator, or meish look at that, really even from just Aish itself. As Tais explained, you would know it really directly from Aish. But Amir Yeshlem El Pircha, but you could say for the way Rashi says it, yeah, the Shapa Perchinon, it would be a Pircha de Leshaych B'Shein, that it's really not applicable by Shein. What does that mean? Tais just said that it's not really that you have ever formulated such a case. He says, because the Hakai Gabna Perch by Chaybel, you find somebody, the Gemara asked this later on the Pechazim and Av, Gabi Ebe V'Isha. When it talks about the comparison between a slave and a woman, it says, but Mala Isha, what by a woman, she can end up in the middle, she does not have the halacha of circumcision. No, she doesn't have it because it's not a case formulated possibility. So he says, but you see that that's still considered a flaw, so to speak, leniency. Now, but Achmash appears bor yechiach, but this goes on a different point there, Rashi. This that he says that the pit will disprove this. So it's not a pircha that to say, oh, how can I learn shein from Eish? Because, oh, Eish that is mu'ud dove ro and dove in a row. Well, Bar will disprove that because it's not a mu'ud for something that's not fit for it. Could go in Adam, like for example, when it comes to a person, because we know Bar is nachayev on the Adam. So it says, Karsa, it's difficult because Chada, first of all, lepot to Adam, ilm misa. It's not true. Bar is not exempt from only the death of a person, but living is not from damages. Well, moreover, point number two is, Adam, Mishim, the pot to Adam, Yitim, because Bar is exempt from the liability of a person dying, Khashiv, in Ro, that's considered, so to speak, quote unquote, not Ro. We find fire, there's also exemptions in certain things like Tama, when something's hidden, that doesn't make it in a row. We still consider Ish, Chayiv, and Dabash, in a row. Well, moreover, it'll come on, the more living of Tesma Beis, Gabachim, Bishim, Bavar. When it talks about the stringencies that's from the Mazik Ashur, but that of Bar, so in Maitse, let of Yehuda, the Mechayev and Iskakim the Bar, we don't find for Yehuda the holds that Yechayev for the damages of vessels in the Bar, in Ro Babar, that there should be in Ro. What do you mean? For Mishkavsli Adam, but based on what Rashi says, you find Adam that you're calling, so to speak, because he's exempt, that's not Ro. So Elanir rather says, obviously it seems the Adam Namichosh of Ro Labar, it's look at it. Ro, it is appropriate for a bar to kill a person when he falls in there, because the rolo must have it. It's appropriate for him to die from the ear space inside of it. It just exists because that he's put to. Avakelim chashav lo come on in ro. Yeah, vessels. The Gemara tells us later on. You don't know if the in ro that's considered it's not really fit because the muscle have really the ear space to not shatter and break a vessel. Now, Vavbid the Kilm Chadati Mavke Behavla, even though new vessels do shatter from the air space in the pit, Kedam Say Perkapar, Lakamanda Pnundalam and Alv, Kamakam Yeshkim, but there are vessels, Sheimus Kak Mavla, that don't get ruined in the air space, meaning old vessels. So, Al Kaponim, therefore, he disagrees with what Rashi is saying regarding this concept of the Bar being Machiach, because it's not really true. The Adam is not in a row because it's part of it. But then, we're going to say, wait, how could you learn now the Mazik of Eish from, like you're saying, all of them could be learned out from bar and one other one. So what are you going to say? You learn out each from pit and one other one. But Mala'inach, what are you going to say by the other ones? Any other mazik, shekin inkar chach murub, but it doesn't have another force mixed into that entity. Time be'ish. That has another force mixed into Abakul, it's a leniency. And the fact is leniency, maybe only those that are coming bar and those other ones. How would you know that you Aish would be chayv? And how do I know that Kayakh Murba is a leniency? So it says from the Parak Basamach. The Gemara shortly asks on the Vav Melav, Gabi Abnim Basakin Masoy, by the case of a person's stone or his knife or his package, that say, wait a second, how could you learn from bar? Malabar, what do you find by a pitcher? There's no other force mixed into it. Maybe that's what you chayv. But by this package that the wind had to blow it down, maybe that's a leniency that you wouldn't be chayv. So you see, Kayakh Murba is a leniency. So how could you learn that Aish from bar and one other one? What you could say is the bar shenasa b'lekoich acher, a pit that's made with no other force mixed into it. You're right. This chomam ma'abnev sakina is more stringent than the stone and the knife. Shlehizikub alechasam, where they don't damage when they're going. Ela debasa denaihi, only once they land. And regarding that, would they become a bar? They were only made into a pit through some other force. It wasn't so much the liability of the one that made it, because it wasn't only him. It was together with the wind. But that it's a leniency. And that's what the Gemara says on the next Amud. I will age, but regarding fire, that it goes and the damages as it's going, not like that a force makes it go and end up on the ground. That it's a leniency. But it damages, but it spreads all out through another force, the wind that blows it. Oh, that's chama mebar. That's actually a stringency over bar. A pit doesn't go and damage it, only it's in its place, it's stationary. So therefore, it could be considered chomer, and therefore that would not be a reason not to learn that age, another mazikin. I have other comments. The Gemara tells us shortly, fire will disprove this meaning. Shekein, that it has another force mixed to it, and still b'chayiv, and it's still chayiv. You see that it's a leniency. No, this is what the Gemara is saying. Avak up the koychachem uruboy, even though some other force mixed with the chashivi leikilu ba'atzma asa, and still it's considered as if he did himself. And that is v'chayiv mishabchitzav, as the Gemara tells us later on the Chabbezim and Aleph. According to one Landama, that the fire is like a person's arrows, so you see it's like the person himself. Achanam, that's what I'm saying here also, as Yomar means to say, but even though some other force makes into it, that's still we could learn from age. It's like as if the person made the pit himself without any other force, but it's not telling us that it's a leniency. Inami, or you could say, Haimi the Parach, this is what the Gemara asks. Mala Ish, what do we find by Fajikin Koychacham Uruboy? Do we find some other force mixed in with it? The day chomer yaser, which the Gilead brings from the Marshal, meaning, yeah, shekin darker leilachal hazik, that, you know, it's more stringent, because shaldizah leilachal hazik lemelachik, that through this it goes and damages to a distance, mashainkim ba'abnim sikin masai, whereas by there, it's not damaging by going, it's not damaging as it's going. And that's what the Gemara was asking, how can you learn it from H? But not because it's a leniency per se. Then it says, but then we begin to say, okay, how could you learn out all the mazikin from Ish and Bar? You're saying Bar and any other one, you could learn all the other ones. How could you learn from Bar and Ish? Mala Ish and Bar, what are you going to say by Ish and Bar? You can make some grumbling that it's the person's actions that caused these mazikin. Because Bar, like, come on, like, they might ask later on the next and the Vav Manal, if it could be Bar and Mizgalgo by a pit that rolls. And Ve'ish Nami might have grumbling. And the fire is also his action that caused it, that he lit the fire. In contrast to Ashar, it's not his action that caused it to be mazik, it's the essence of Ashar. So how would you be able to learn them out from Bar and Eish? It's not really the fire, it's the person's actions caused it. Because ultimately the fire assists and makes it. So it's not only the person that made it, but that would not be a chumra, that you cannot learn out all the other mazikim from there. Okay, let's go to, you say Bar and any other one? Let's say Bar and Adam. So how can you learn all the other ones from the two of them? Malabar ba Adam, what do you say bar and Adam shekin maysav gramalai? Person's actions caused it, the person himself, and the pit he dug that the Gemara says clearly by bar misgalgal. So how can you learn the other ones where his actions did not cause it? The Shemitah says what you can say is the asam bar ba Adam yashin. We're learning it from a pit and a sleeping person. A person that falls off on the roof with an uncommon wind, the chayib that you're liable, because only command is infection, like the Gemara says, Nafkav Zaymanav, that's not maysav gramalai. And therefore, that would not be a chumah that you would not be able to learn out the other ones from Adam and Bar. Then so Tosfos we can say Mibayber Yegel Hechasi, right? Tosfos going through all the other ones, saying how do you saying Baran any other one really? He says how do you Mibayber Yegel? All the other Mazikin, the Malo Mibayber Yegel, you can Zeke Matzei. We say Baran Yegel there to Mazikin that it's common for damages to happen that them could come on because the Gemara later on the Avav Mabeis Chashivina the Gemara considered Bar Hezeke Matzei. Now Yegel we know that's the characteristic of it, but even Bar is considered its Hezek is common in contrast to all the other Mazikin. Hashem says no, the Imbar Hezeke Matzei Tvei Machem. Bar is not more common damage than all the other ones, and therefore you'd be able to learn them out from the Mahatzad from Bar. But like common, this Gemara says later on that it's common. It's el hezker chomer achat shashava b'bar because of ilan. I was just mentioning one stringency that's equal by pit and the wall and the tree, as the Gemara says over there. But not that it's more motzi than any of the other mazikin. So that wouldn't be a chomer not to learn them out. Can make says master begin the Gemara shekem mo'ad in the chulum that. That you can learn them all out besides Karen because you could say you find all the mazikin that they're moved mitchilasan and conscious to Karen. Now, in the verse, don't explain meaning shemeshama nezik shalom. So, since they're moved mitchilasan, they pay nezik shalom and conscious to Karen because the mkin, if that would be the case, then actually Karen name asir, Karen should be learnt out that it is also nezik shalom, keeping like if it's not written in the pasik. Elam afarsha bein atam, meaning if it wasn't being written, then you actually would know it. So don't say that's the reason why you wouldn't know it. Mefarash Rabbein Tam, rather Rabbein Tam explains the mo'ed mitchilas, and what does that mean? Haina shadark and lahazik. Why they moved from the beginning? Because that's the known form of the damage. Mashinga mekaren, whereas when it goes where the torrents is tam shuar mecheske shimekaimi, which is going to according to that man Damates explains that we presume that a regular ox is safeguarded, and we're not assuming it's going to damage, which is Laman Dama Palkin, then this Knos, according to one who holds that the Chatzin Nezik is only a penalty, because really you shouldn't be liable. Now, Laman Dama, according to one who holds Adrab, to the contrary, Karen Adiv, which is what the Gemara says the next line, to the contrary, no, Karen is better, and for sure it should be Chayiv, and you actually would know it from borrowing one of the ones. Yeah, I know Laman Dama, the Palkin is going that's like the one who holds Chatzin Nezik is Mamin, meaning it's a monetary obligation, actually, Shadar Kalahazik, it is normal for an animal to gore. And the loikam mecheskeshim, and it's not in the presumed state of being safe. You actually should be chayiv nezik shalom. The Torah is just being linked. So you only have to be chayiv chatzin nezik, which says the loikam meishu pesha kunches leis bar sheicha. So this is not like the way Rashi explains it. He says we don't know where this man the amar was said that this opinion that keren adipa shekavanos lahazik who it is. Because says Torah, that's clearly like the man the amar who holds palka nizka is mamayna. He makes Torah's master. This is mashal deletes this. But there's a gillion, which is the word l'chosein. So if you can learn out from Bar and any other one, why do we then say, why did the Torah write them all? So that's l'chosein for their halachic, their specific halachic that the Gemara goes through. Now, Habamatz l'meimer, the Gemara could have said, the kulu itzuk l'michtav, actually, you know, they're all necessary to write, because the ilik siv, if they weren't written, you would learn out just from one of the other mazikin and Bar, then actually have a patr b'kelim. Then they would all be exempt from damaging vessels, because you can't learn out more than what you're learning out from, and Bur is Potter and Kale. And the Yilav Mechad Mahanach Me'eshin, if you learn from one of them and from fire, of a Patrubu Tamin, you'd be exempt from Tamin, because Eish is exempt from something that's hidden. Umasdin Likatani, and our Mishnah didn't say it, Elahak Tar B'yadir, only because it wanted to increase the Torah and to glorify it, to tell us these concepts, but the truth is, mean to say this, that was saying the Lechasein, really, you had to say it because you wouldn't have known these halachas, but we're going through to let you know the specific halachas anyway. Next, it's not to begin the words Gemara Bar lifted by a sekelim. So why do we say the pit? Oh, that's to tell you that you're exempt from damage of vessels. But Shai says Agabochin Nakti. That's actually just parenthetical because the Bar last Makulu that we said you have to say because that you wouldn't know from all the rest. But parenthetical, once we're saying each individual halachas, that's the individual halacha Bar. Next, it's not to begin the Gemara and Eish. Why do we say lifted by a sekelim to exempt something that's hidden? Which traces that the Muslim Gemara could have said l'chayv b'sekelim that the reason why we say ish is to say you're liable for burning vessels because the ish la'osam ibalechayim because fire cannot be learned out from a living creature el mechad menayu bar it would only be learned out from one of them. I mean, obviously, if a living creature that's mochamer as our own Mishnah says, and you wouldn't know ish from there, you would only know it from one of them as you can together with bar the pot of b'sekelim which you're exempt from kelim. So you would only know as much as bar and it would be pot from kelim. So that's another thing the Gemara could have said that you have to say ish to say that no, you can be chayiv on Caleb.